AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for Thursday, and he's back. He had a big overseas trip, but we caught up with the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah, we certainly did. And I got a huge surprise in the studio here. I turned 44, and I got a lot of great messages. Very big surprise. I tried to tell people my birthday's tomorrow.
Ha ha, he thought we forgot. No, we certainly didn't. Lots of awesome celebrities ringing up with their happy birthdays too. And speaking of celebs, Dr. Karl Kuschelnitsky, what doesn't he know? I think I said his name right. Anyway, we wanted to know if love at first sight is actually scientific. Is there such a thing?
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
19-6. Little competition we do on the show every morning at this time where Bridge and Spider are pitted against each other with some history. Normally music,
movies,
films,
and sports.
But today we've got...
Oh, no.
What?
We're changing it up a little bit today.
Oh, we haven't done our homework.
Oh, geez, Louise.
And this is relevant. Name that year. You need to use your name as your buzzer. Rod will clean it up if you can't work it out. Bridge won yesterday. Prince William, when was he born?
Good evening. It's a boy. The Princess of Wales's first baby, the next in line to the throne after Prince Charles himself, has been born at St. Mary's Hospital in London. And the palace say that he was born at 9:03 this evening. The new prince has blue eyes, like both his parents, and he cries lustily.
Okay.
I've got my spray coming up on the royal family, because do we really
don't
care?
Don't you touch them. Don't touch them.
Oh, please.
Excuse me.
Anyway, I'm going to have a guess. I don't know. I'm picking Will's probably around about 40, 40, 42, something around there, same age as us, or is he older? Or is he younger?
Oh, I have no idea. Don't look at me. You're the one who started it off.
It's so. Prince William Spider.
Don't stop it, Rod. Stop it. Rod, stop it. Just let him go.
Oh.
Oh, Rod. Don't ruin it. That was fun.
I was going to say, I won't lie, I was going to say 76.
Rod, don't help him out.
Well, that's how much I care about these royals.
So what are you saying, 76?
Spider, 1976.
Are you for real?
He cried lustily as well.
Diana hadn't even met Prince Charles yet.
Oh, okay.
And he's like 30, if that.
30. No, he'd be older than 30.
No, just because he's lost his hair, doesn't it? No.
He's peeled back 3 kids. Oh, no.
Yeah, you had 3 at like 24. I will say, I think... Princess Di and Charles got married in around, oh, God, I can't remember if it was 81 or 82. 81. And they had the baby the next year. So, Bridge, 1982.
Correct.
Oh, well done, Bridget.
Correct. I wasn't far off. I was only 6 years. What are you laughing at?
The 40. He's got to be 40 now.
I thought he'd be 40.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay,
this is a television...
Can we go back to music?
This is a television series. Oh. Name that year.
Da, da, da. Oh! Henderson Kids!
Correct.
Oh, my God. I loved this show. Da, 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 da.
Never heard of it in my life.
Kylie Minogue, before she was on Neighbours, she starred in this and she had red hair. And the Henderson Kids, I loved the Henderson Kids.
There you go, the Henderson Kids, Peter. TV series.
Well, we lived in the same street as Kylie Minogue in Wanturna.
Love to drop a name.
Regency Square, it was called.
That's good to know. Stop trying to throw some furfies and get to a date.
I have no idea. I've never heard of the Henderson Kids.
Did you...
The Henderson's kids.
singular,
wasn't plural. The Henderson kids.
No, it's not like the Everett's kids, because that's a big list.
But if Kylie Minogue was in it, it must have been Oregon, or it was around the same year. It was actually 1980.
No.
I used to love this show, right? I'd come home from school, watch it with my sisters. It was such a good show. I can't remember half the other characters, but it was really cool. I will say Bridge, 1980. 86.
No.
Oh.
Rod?
Growing up in regional New South Wales, we had the choice of two television stations, the ABC and NRTV, which was a combination of all commercial networks.
Correct. Yeah.
The Henderson Kids was not one of the programs that was on. So this is going to be a wild stab. I'm going to have a crack at 1984.
You're very close. Bridge is closest to the pin in terms of Spider and Bridge, 1985.
Oh,
so
one
you
year
said
off.
86 and
yeah, yeah. One off. Great show. What a memory that is.
Missed it.
Yeah.
Hey, but you had the Minogues in your street. So who's
same
the winner, winner, chicken dinner?
Exactly. Exactly. But I never had a sleepover. No, I didn't.
I was going to say, do you ever go to Pash?
No.
Little, you know?
No. If I, don't worry, I would have dropped that in if
yeah,
I had
you
a,
would have actually.
I would have told
yeah,
everyone.
You definitely would have.
Big gig this weekend down at Surfers Paradise Beach. I was driving past the stage this morning. It's all set up. Surfers Paradise Alliance have put together this show featuring this bloke, Darryl Braithwaite on Saturday night, Sunday night, John Stevens, Kate Cerberano. Mm. Name that year.
The album Working Class Man.
Well done, Peter.
Do you know how upset the Gold FM family will be if we both get this wrong?
I know, but I won't get it wrong, so you can go first.
Yeah, I'm going to get it wrong. Bridge.
Yeah.
Working Class Man, I would say that came out in 1984.
Nope.
Oh, okay. He came in with confidence. Yeah. Now what's happening?
I have no idea. I know the song, though. Look, I think it was a little bit earlier. I actually thought it was 79.
Look at him. I swear, why are we not videoing
okay.
this?
Okay.
Sorry, one morning. I always promise this. I'm videoing you.
I'm just going to go home again. And I'm going to come back.
Rod, clean this mess up, please.
And I'm interviewing Jimmy on Sunday night. Saturday night.
Right. For the Working Class Man came out in 1986.
No, it was 1985. So you both.
Was there? Hang on. Wasn't that Body Swerve that came out in 85?
Contro.
No. It might have been around there the same time. But you just do your little Googling right now as we're talking.
Tap. Here I go.
We'll check that during the break. Bridge, you're another winner again.
Oh, thank you, Adrian. I appreciate it.
Bridgie.
All the Reno shows on telly are massive.
Yeah.
You know, on Nine Life, like Channel 94, and you've got Flipping Houses, Flip Flop, Flip Flap.
Yeah, flipping a week, flipping two weeks. Flapping around.
Flapping around.
Slapping on a bit of paint.
Flip, slop, slop, slap, flip. There's all these shows. But the one I do really love is Tiny Houses, to the point that I actually record the shows.
What?
Because it shows, especially over in the States, this came about with the big crash in 2008, and a lot of people lost their houses. So instead of living in a caravan, they just build a tiny, literally a tiny, tiny
it's
version
like
of a
caravan.
House. It is like one room and maybe with a loft where they sleep above that, but it's all the craze. Right, and it looks like a house, but you can move it around.
It's amazing how they can open and close and everything turns into something. It's utilising the space a little bit easier.
Well, even the stairs end up being drawers.
Yeah.
You know, as well, everything. And it's amazing. And I've always thought, because I loved cubby houses as a kid. And I did. And I thought, I'd love a tiny house. I'd be happy as if I could just retire in a tiny house. But what I love is that it's normally these young couples and, you know, they're all loved up. They go, let's get engaged and let's get a tiny house. And they're like, how cute. Look at the little doors and the little low ceilings and the no cupboard space. Everything's so cute. But seriously, how long could you sustain living with someone in a house that's like 4 metres by 4 metres?
Anything more than a week in a caravan
could
with my wife, Cherie, I have a swag.
These guys, exactly. Well, these guys are all loved up and that's always the last scene is them driving off hand in hand and often they get proposed to. And I'm like, seriously, a week later, they'd be going, honey, can you get your elbow out of my armpit? I'm trying to cook. And the bloke would be like, I'm in the lounge room.
I want a quick poll through the Gold FM family because we know the US dollar, the Aussie dollar, they always talk about the All Ords and the fluctuations, which nobody really knows anything about.
I don't.
No.
I definitely
and
don't.
We know that Bitcoin, the cyber currency at the moment, is very, very big and getting a little bit more popular.
Yes.
If you listen to Mick Molloy after 6 o'clock here, Mick Malloy's got Mick Coin.
That's very funny.
So he trades off stuff for Mick Coin that he reckons outweighs all of these. Well, I've got to tell Mick Malloy something.
Right.
There is nothing more than beer currency.
Beer coin.
Beer coin. And I want to know, does it still exist? Is there people out there? Is beer currency still the strongest currency there is? Yep. It was only yesterday a guy brought a couch and he goes, oh, I can't get it home. And I said, oh, well, I'll just go and get a mate's trailer, put it on my car and I'll tow it around for you. Mm. Just buy me a box of Forex. Mm. And like it took me 2 hours. By the time I get the trailer, by the time I get the straps tied down, drive it all the way out to Coomera, unload it, help him put it inside, walk off, drive home, it's probably, an hour and a half, 2 hours for beer. But you don't worry about that.
No, I know.
It's got nothing. It doesn't matter how long it takes, how hard it is.
Yeah.
Beer currency.
Yep.
Has to be still the best currency there is.
I agree. We trade in beer currency.
We certainly
but
do.
But then if Spider does a job that is a stellar job, that he's put a lot of work in, I go top shelf.
Yeah.
Top shelf, really good bourbon.
You'd have wine, like wine currency, there's nothing else like it than beer currency.
No, you're right.
So I want to know, right. Does some people, mates rates, all that, is beer currency still a currency around the Gold Coast?
We're talking beer as currency.
Well, I just want to know, a quick poll through the Gold FM family, is, beer currency still around? I reckon it's live and strong, better than Bitcoin and Mitcoin. Mick Malloy's got his own coin, who's on after 6 o'clock. The Aussie dollar or US dollar, beer is the best currency still, surely.
Beer coin.
Beer coin.
Tom at Palm Beach, still relevant, is it, mate?
Mate, it's definitely relevant. I'm a painter on the Gold Coast, and you'll be surprised how much painting we can get done with beer currency.
Oh, we love it. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. It's just, for some reason, it's just beer.
Exactly right. So for some reason, it tastes better as well.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, what's your rate for a room, then, if we're talking beer?
For a room, mate, when we were talking beer, like you said before, for a full bedroom, I reckon one carton of top shelf will do it.
There you go. Look at that.
There we go.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much, guys. Cheers. Love your work.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Anthony of Labrador.
Good
hello.
Good morning, AJ Spider and Bridge Media. How are we all today? Long time, no speak to.
The Whiz. The Whiz.
That took a bit to get that out, didn't it?
Beer is currency. Beer is currency. Whiz?
Yeah, it's magic. Back in the old day, it used to be VB. Now it's Forex Gold, because it's just as dear and it's just as dear as gold. But
you're a freak.
Thanks, Whiz.
Don't worry, guys. Good morning.
Scotty, my very good mate from Prime Pest Control. How many cartons of beer have I given you for a little bit of work? How many rentals have you moved me in and out of, Scotty?
Oh, plenty, Bridgie. I appreciate every carton you give me.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it. Scotty, you work in the pest control industry, and beer currency, it's still alive and kicking, better than any Bitcoin.
It's better than anything. It's we find more cartons of beer exchange here nowadays than cash or checks do. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I had a lady last week, it was $50 short on a payment, so she gave me a carton of what do you call Crownies.
They used to be good in the 80s.
See?
My old man used to bring home a carton of Crownies, and he was like on the top of the world.
Yeah, they tasted like they were 5 years old, but it didn't matter.
Now, we did this yesterday. We put a lot of effort into it. The beautiful Mouse House up in Springbrook.
Yep.
Yes.
40 years they've been waiting to open this time capsule, and we had exclusive rights to be up and around there. Camille, our producer, went up to watch the unveiling of this time capsule, which is huge because you think about it. I remember doing one at Regency Park Primary when I was growing up as in grade 5 or grade 4, and it would be awesome to open it now. Just all the things, and even look at a school photo of where those people are now and what they're doing. And
don't you reckon it was a big thing in the 80s, the time capsule?
Yeah.
So we were doing one for them to open, I don't know, we're looking at maybe 25 years' time
or
whatever, so we put a lot of things into the time capsule on a USB.
Which they probably won't be able to use in 25 years. But Camille, our producer, we thought, you know what? What is in that time capsule? We thought, Camille?
Hello. To go. So, I mean, what do you guys think would be in there?
Okay, so this is the one they unearthed, and it was a big moment with lots of cameras and media around, and they unearthed it, and it had been in the ground for 40 years, yeah?
And they'd got back, and the original people who put it in actually come back for the opening of the time capsule.
Yeah, so look, they were an elderly couple, so, yeah, there was a little bit of Chinese whispers, I think, that has happened over time. So they did the big unveil, the media was there, and they found some newspapers.
What?
And?
That's it.
What do you...
Well, like clippings from newspapers.
Just whole newspapers.
A whole newspaper, not even clippings.
Just the newspaper, that's it.
That was all that was in there. So there was a bit of a build up, and a little bit of disappointment.
40 years, they've kept this huge secret. They've unveiled just newspapers.
Like they didn't in 25 years, you know, they're going to find our USB. So that's going to be more exciting than newspapers.
Did they like no 2 cent coin with a frill neck lizard that's no longer around?
Yeah, of course.
The paper notes. Imagine if they had one of every paper note. It'd be worth thousands now.
A Chiquito, they don't sell them anymore, do they?
No.
Sunny Boy.
Sunny Boys. Yeah. I don't know what. What about not even an old footy card? Like the old footy cards or some signed memorabilia where, you know, somebody in the, this would have been, you know, the 70s. Mm. Surely there was more than a newspaper.
Come on. Pair of flares?
A desert boot?
A desert boot. An album cover.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Newspaper. Mm. I love the fact it wasn't even, like, just articles not cut out, just, like, whole newspapers thrown in there. Yes, Rodney?
Yes, I got an interesting story. The Bexhill Public School, where I went to school as a primary school kiddie, they buried a time capsule in their centenary year.
Yes.
They went to dig it up after some renovations. They couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
They've lost the time capsule.
Oh, no.
That's more exciting than finding just newspapers.
Moment ago, we had Shauna from Miami. Shauna is going along to Gold FM's Second Chance Dance, but she did say in her profile on the air that she was a 000.
Which I think is no pets, no children, no marriages.
I don't know. I've never heard it. Certainly not a dress size.
Leon at Ashmore, what is it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that would be a copper. Yeah, triple. She could be an ambo or she could be a fiery.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure she'd be a copper.
Do you like a woman in uniform, Leon?
Well, I'm a red-blooded guy. Who doesn't? Seriously. Yeah.
With a good set of handcuffs. Anyway, Leon.
Oh, Peter. Why are you being reptilian like a reptile across here?
He's rubbing it off on me.
Thanks, Leon.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.
Yuck.
What's happening?
Dr. Carl's on the phone.
When it comes to love at first sight, chemistry, alchemy, there's only one person we can talk to, the man who knows everything.
What do you want to know?
Dr. Carl.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me.
Dr. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Bridge. But look, I'm not going to take it away from your good colleagues there.
No, look, to be honest, Doc, I am nowhere near good at talking anything about love, lust, relationships. We want to know, is there such a thing as love at first sight?
There is. You can break up love into different sort of pathways. Some people break it up into lust, attraction, and attachment. So it goes through different stages. Other people break it up into intimacy, commitment, and passion, or attachment, caring, and intimacy. But basically, you've got to get attracted to somebody. There's got to be that sexual thing. There's got to be the deep liking so that you can talk about stuff like the movies and things that you share together, and finally the attachment, the long-term stuff. And so you have different chemicals being released at different stages, but you know, don't believe what people tell you about the chemicals, that the chocolate makes it any better. And the mathematics made the average number of sexual partners you have before finding your perfect match is around 12 or so.
So there's no such thing as love at first sight, because you say it goes deeper than that.
Okay, think about a fire. A fire is not a physical thing. It's an activity where you've got oxygen and you've got fuel and you've got the heat. In the same way, love is not an event. It's It's a thing that you work on. It's a feeling that you keep on building. It's an activity.
You've got to keep stoking the fire, Peter.
I understand that.
So, by the way, men who have got a fourth finger longer than their second finger are more likely to have a high testosterone level and be more attractive. So women are more attractive to men with big chins and more masculine when they're ovulating, but most of the time, they're not. Mm. So,
well, no wonder I'm loving Captain America at the
Dr.
moment.
Carl Bridge just saw my fingers.
Yeah.
And if you kiss somebody, not only will you be nice to them, but you also you'll swap some of your DNA, which will linger in their mouth for about an hour or so.
Wow.
All right.
The trouble is that when you fall in love with somebody deeply, you lose about two of your five close friends on average.
Really? How come?
Yeah. As you get closer to that other special person, people who are fairly close, they just sort of fade away. Your inner core, usually about five people, drops to about three as a new lover comes to dominate your lazy life. You say, oh, such and such doesn't ring me anymore.
So, Dr. Carl, you are saying, in a nutshell, if it wasn't a nutshell, love is really scientific?
There is some science to it, but science is a tool and it doesn't solve everything. So if you've got a screw to move, you're not going to use a hammer, you're going to use a screwdriver. Yeah. You know, so science is not necessarily the right tool for having babies with. I think in this case, you just go with the flow and you enjoy the ride as you go through the attraction, the sexual desire, the romantic feeling, the commitment, and you just enjoy it.
Thank you, Dr. Carl.
Thank you very much, Dr. AJ and Dr. Bridge. Thank you for starting us up, and thank you, Dr. Spider.
Darling.
Can you stop being a reptile today?
I'm not.
Thank you to Dr. Carl.
Thank you. And he's got a book. I'll tell you about that in a moment too. But we would like to ask the Gold FM community, can you fall in love at first sight? Because that's what Dr. Carl Kruzleski was talking about.
He was quite ambiguous, though. He didn't really say yes or no.
No, he said there's no such thing as falling in love at first sight.
Yeah, but
this is a myth buster.
I don't know. I think there might.
You believe in it?
Yeah, I believe in love. I think you can. We hear the stories. It hasn't happened to me, but you hear the stories where people just go, wow. You know, have you ever a friend who... this music is really...
Sorry.
Thank you.
I still remember that pash on the McDonald's boat.
Oh, anyway, we're worried about Mythbusters.
Look,
can
we were very
you...
drunk. That was 10 years ago.
Oh, no, darling.
He's still got photos of it in his phone.
No, but honestly, have you got a mate? I know of a friend who said, when I saw this lady, I knew she was going to be my wife.
A lot of people do.
Mm.
So we've got tickets to the races on Saturday. It's going to be a big day. Bridgie's getting out. Is that thing arrived from America yet?
The top half.
The second part hasn't arrived. It's for you and three friends. It's a big day. It's a part of the Winter Carnival in Queensland, southeast Queensland. It's on Saturday. It's the big city meeting, Gold Coast Cup and the Hollandale Stakes with Fashions on the Field. The big day of racing. If you'd like to be there, 13:27:10.
Can you fall in love? Is it true? Is there love at first sight? We're just talking to Dr. Carl.
Dr. Carl Kruzleski.
Yes, and you're saying, well, he sat on the fence a little bit, but he was saying there's no such thing as love at first sight.
Well, we're doing Gold FM's Second Chance Dance, and this is what I wanted to see. We want to get people together organically, the old-fashioned way, not on dating apps, to see if there's such a thing as love at first sight. If you can find your partner in crime in life at this party. But
you think there is?
I honestly think it is. I hear the stories all the time.
AJ, love at first sight, is there such a thing?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I think Dr. Carl was a bit ambiguous, don't you? I don't think he really had an answer.
He goes a little left of field, Carl, anyway.
Well, he's a scientist.
Well, let's ask the Gold FM family,
Peter,
shall we?
Peter at Merrimack, what do you think? Love at first sight?
Well, I met my wife some 30 years ago at the, I don't know if anyone remembers it, the Dolphins bar down at Three Heads on the dance floor, and I've been with her ever since, and had four children, and still very, very happy
in love. Yeah, that's beautiful, Pete.
I love
there
it.
You go.
We love.
One for there is such a thing as love in first sight.
Aww.
Kenneth Benoa, love at first sight. Is there such a thing?
Oh, absolutely, AJ, absolutely.
Yes, has this happened to you?
Yes, absolutely. I met my wife 25 years ago. She came around to look for a room to rent, and we brought her around for dinner, and yeah, just absolutely bowled me over. And a year later, I ended up proposing 2 years after that, we got married. Something like, oh, I don't know, I think it was 18 years after that.
There you go. Divorced, love at first sight.
5 years after that, we got back together.
Maurice in Arundel, can you fall in love at first sight, Maurice?
No, I don't think so.
You're not? No, you're saying no as well.
Yeah.
What, but you've never felt that, or butterflies, or you've never seen someone and gone, yes?
No, not really, no.
Oh, that's funny. All the females are saying no. All the males are saying yes.
Yeah.
We've got Mark in Robina. Mark, is there such a thing as love at first sight?
100%, Spider. No, there's no doubt about it. I only went out with my wife for 3 weeks before I asked her to marry me.
3 weeks?
This is amazing. Really? And how did you know?
Well, you've met Magda Bridget, so you know yourself she'd be easy to fall in love with, but... No, it felt like buying the right pair of gloves. You know, she just fit perfectly. I trusted her with my life after a week. She could have done anything. And we've been married, 32 years now?
It was a five-finger discount. You stole her off her feet.
Oh, I love
Beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
Oh, Derek in Mudraba. Oh, we love you, Derek. Do you think you can fall in love at first sight?
Definitely you can. It happened to me. I met a girl, fell in love, got married and had a baby, but unfortunately not in that order.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? All the males are saying yes, love at first sight.
I know.
And the females are saying no such a thing.
Females letting us down. Look, love, I tell you, it's not quantifiable.
What?
Quantifiable. You can't quantify love. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, he doesn't. He will think about that during the news.
Look it up in the dictionary. Look at his face.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
It's 7:38 a.m.
I can't do it any longer. I cannot do it. Isn't it time we're over the royals? Princess Di got married in the 80s. Will and Kate a couple of years ago. There's so much publicity around George and Charlotte and Louis or Lewis. There is that many TV shows leading into May the 19th, the wedding of Will and Megan. How do you say her name? Megan? Megan. Margan.
I say Megan. Megan Michaels Parker.
Megan, yeah. But Sunday night they had a program on, Sunday the Royal Event, and then they got an invitation to the Royal Wedding. It's a TV show about it. Meghan Markle and the dresses, and she goes through all the Lady Di dresses. These are all different TV shows that are on this week. Harry and Meghan, in their own words. And then you've got Meghan and Harry, first 100 days. Meghan Markle, a modern princess, when Harry met Meghan. You even got that. This is all before the 19th of May. Do we care anymore? Do we really give a damn about the royal party anymore?
Yes.
I would have more interest in seeing Megan's half-brother Thomas calling Megan a phony and her half-sister Samantha riding a pushy princess. I'd rather watch a story about them than all this made-up garbage about some prince or princess or something. Seriously, it's 2018. Aren't we over the royals?
Excuse me, it puts a fresh injection into the royal family. Here's a woman who's divorced, biracial, American, coming in to marry into the royal family.
And
guess what? Just don't watch it. How about that, Robert Ducky? How about you just step away from the telly instead of whinging about it?
Excuse me, they've got about 15 different shows about the
don't
one
watch
subject
it then.
That is absolutely a waste of time and a waste of money.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
AJ, this comes from a guy who was on the front page of the Daily Telegraph when he got engaged and when he had his son Boston and, it was all about him.
Mm. Waste of time, waste of money.
It is blowing my mind, the amount of amazing, beautiful, single people we have here on the coast, and that is why we are doing Gold FM Second Chance Dance. We are going old school.
Register
we want
now.
To meet... at the bar, meet on the dance floor, have that spark in your eye. And, considering we're going old school, this is a real book and it is an absolute classic. And when we read from this, it's verbatim. It is word for word. It is called How to Pick Up a Man in the 70s.
My little seamaker is accidentally on purpose falling into a man's lap when the bus lurches.
Oh, it's such a sexy feminine position to be in. And how can a man not put his arms around you to help you up? Afterwards, you can both laugh about it. And the people around you smile. Because it's such a dear kind of an accident.
How is that? This is an actual excerpt from that book. Well done, Rod. That is hilarious.
And it won't be long until you're enjoying a scotch together.
A scotch. When was the last time you went on a date and the lady goes, I'll have a scotch, thanks.
This is ridiculous though, right? They're saying be mischievous and if you're on the bus, just accidentally fall into a guy's lap.
Yeah.
And everyone will laugh, apparently, won't they, 70s book?
That's absolutely correct. There'll be much hilarity. I'm even making up words as I go along.
You know what? This is hilarious because, ladies, how did we not know this?
It's a real book.
How have I been single on this earth for this long without riding public transport and falling into men's laps?
Try it on the tram. Center. If you're travelling around the Gold Coast today, just try it on the tram. If you are a single lady, just fall into a man's
lap. This is just, and apparently he'll laugh, he'll put his arms around you, you'll think it's hilarious and the whole bus will laugh along.
Well, and you'll go get a scotch.
And everybody will be smiling and everybody scotches all round.
Thanks, book. But seriously, how is this right? Because nowadays, if you tried this, it'd be the hashtag Me Too. The bus load of people would think the guy's a dirty perv. The girl would sue the bus company for the mechanical faults due to the dodgy brake pads and probably sue him for sexual harassment as well.
100%.
Where's the love in that? We cannot believe how many people are registering and want to be involved and are single on the Gold Coast, the Gold FM family, for Gold FM's Second Chance Dance, and it's coming up. We're doing it old school. So singles, register at goldfm.com.au, and I'm having so much fun with this book, How to Pick Up a Man in the 1970s. And Wendy joins us from Palm Beach.
I witnessed in the 70s. I went to the playroom. Anyway, this guy struts in with his tight little jeans on, and all the girls were hanging around him, and I'm thinking, oh, what's he got? Anyway, next thing he passes out on the dance floor. The ambulance come, and they took him outside, cut his brand new leather jeans off, and here's a cabana strapped to the inside of his leg.
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, and, brilliant.
And the ambulance man was my brother-in-law.
Oh, well, it saves you stopping for a kebab later on, doesn't it?
Oh, exactly right.
Malcolm Turnbull. Prime Minister, good morning. We haven't spoken for a week or so.
No, we haven't, and I've missed you all at 92.5 Gold FM on the Goldie. Hello to you, AJ, to you, Spider, and of course to you, Bridget, one of my closest friends and allies.
Yes, you are, but that's a tease. You're teasing me. I wish you were a little closer. However, Prime Minister, you announced a new education blueprint yesterday, but really, what does it mean?
Well, I did announce a range of measures that will embrace articulate, passionate, enthusiastic, talented, divergent and benevolent voices under one umbrella of education. We have a vision year on year for students to develop their grades, to improve in accordance with a holistic approach that provides teachers the environment for their vocation. Students will be provided the right to engage, embrace and evolve under these new measures. That's what we announced.
Come on, Prime Minister. No. What does it all actually mean? Like,
I don't know. That's a load of bull twang, isn't it? I'm just reading off the paper here. Listen, Father, I think what it means, quite simply, is there will be schools, as there always has been, and there will be students, and some will do well and get into IT or the law and have successful lives, and the majority will be above average and be middle management, public servants, or work in retail. And then there will be a large group of students, as per usual, that fall through the gaps, and they end up in trades, and they'll be richer and happier than everybody.
Yeah.
They'll fill their triple garages with Hiluxes, Harleys, and jet skis. They'll have a five-burner barbecue on a hardwood timber deck. I think you call them tradies, or you probably refer to them as listeners. Now, then there's the private school system, which I highly recommend, and why wouldn't you get your child a straw hat, a hockey stick, and some influential friends and let them enjoy their lives? I mean, that is Gonski 4.0. Yeah. You can call it what you like. the dumb are dumb and the smart are smart and never the twain shall meet.
Now, Prime Minister, you've been representing our fine country. You're back for a long trip overseas. Are you happy to be home?
Well, it's good to be home. I did enjoy myself over there, AJ, in Villers Bretonneux, mostly because I enjoy saying Villers Bretonneux.
Sure.
And French PM Edouard Philippe was there. But there's only so much coq au vin, escargot and bœuf bourguignon that you can eat before you think, God, I'm going to explode into my ducks here. So you're just screaming, FFS, will somebody get me a pie, for Christ's sake? So it is good to be home. Of course, unfortunately, when I got home, they sent me to Perth. Oh, dreadful. I'd rather go to Siberia. No, it is. It's an awful place. So it's always great to be back talking to you people on the Goldie.
Did you have a Beaujolais, Prime Minister?
Of course I had a Beaujolais. I had a Morgon. I love the Ville de Village Beaujolais. Both the Appalachian and the regional AJUT. Anyway, I've gone very high camp all of a sudden, haven't I? Before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Gold Coast live. Kate Sabarano and John Stevens rocking it out this weekend. Check it out.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spiders Second Chance Dance.
Yeah, well, there's still chances to come along. Just go to goldfm.com.au to register. But having so many people now register, listen to their classified.
Oh, yeah.
You can see where people are starting to cross over, overlap, and think, gee, that person could be really suited to that person.
And it's really obvious, isn't it? When you hear someone go, I love dancing, I like this, I like the outdoors, and then the opposite sex is the same thing. We're like, we've got to take this next level.
We are.
This isn't, like you said, AJ, chucking them in a room and just praying. Mm-hmm. This is really where it's at. We're going to find you your second chance at love. So
we're putting some speed dating together. Yes. Take it away, Bridge.
Okay, well, Jeff, we heard from you the other day. You're a gentleman.
Yes.
You love chivalry and old school, and that sparked the attention of Miss Sharman. What did you like when you heard Jeff on the radio, Sharman?
Well, this is what Jeff said.
Yes, I like to take him to, you know, like even for a first date, if we've been getting on pretty well.
The driving.
I don't mind taking them to a nice restaurant, you know, maybe there at Marina Mirage, like Glass.
Something
like that, very nice. Maybe a little walk after that and see where it leads from there, if there's any chemistry and there's a second date. Well, geez, I'm all for going away for a weekend.
He was on fire. Jeff, you were on fire, but we had a call later on that day from Sharman, and this is what Sharman had to say. But what kind of man are you after, Sharman?
I tell you, Jeff, who rang before, is barking up the right tree.
Oh!
He was a gentleman, Jeff. He said he's still into... What are you woofing for, AJ? That is your sound effects when we do this.
He's so dodgy.
Yeah, tell me a bit about you. So what do you like doing?
What do I like doing? I'm a PE teacher, Jeff. I do very much enjoy good food and wine, and particularly I love cooking. Cooking good food.
Oh, that's and good. Yeah, I've been doing a bit of cooking too.
Awesome, because on my list is somebody else who enjoys cooking, and we can put together dinner parties and have our friends around.
Yes, beautiful. Sounds good to me.
Yes.
And what about water? Do you like getting out on the water? Would you be keen to get on the back of a jet ski and have a bit of a cruise?
Wow, Jeff, this is working really well. I like frozen water,
In
skiing, snow.
Yes. Oh, yes, beautiful.
I enjoy water skiing.
Beautiful,
I've done a lot of that in the past, and it's a great way to spend time on a weekend. I love walking along the beach, particularly with my dogs, and hopefully that's not an issue for you.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. It's not a problem. I don't have any dogs because I don't have the yard for a dog, but I've got a little kitty cat, you know. He keeps me a bit of company.
Well, I've got a 17-and-a-half-year-old cat.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. Oh, beautiful. I know. So, oh, that's good.
A love for animals.
You're an animal lover as well.
Yes. Fantastic.
Can we get Dexter to give him a
compatibility score?
I know. You could have gone on for hours, but we've got to wrap the show up.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
You start a breakfast show together. You're going that way.
This is this is what speed dating is all about. And I tell you what, book the celebrant. You two are perfect.
Okay, well, I'll wear red. You wear red.
Okay, I'll wear something red.
Oh, God, I was going to wear red. All right, I'll make sure I don't wear red.
I had my red suit too.
Oh, good. Oh, well, we can all have fun.
We'll all wear red.
Yeah, let's make it a red party.
We'll confuse the crap out of each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, thanks. Nice to meet you, Charmaine. We'll talk to you soon.
Nice to meet you too. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bit of radio speed dating right there with Charmaine and Jeff.
How good. Maybe they'll meet up in the night.
Yeah. If you want to meet Chum, just wear red.
Can you just stop with all your sound effects on the night, perhaps? Going past people, go, rough, rough. Wow. Oh, baby, baby.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, we wrecking this film.
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Curiosity?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Now, for those who don't know who Rebecca Judd is, she's Chris Judd, who is from the AFL's Beautiful Wife.
Yeah, Brownlow medalist Chris Judd, come from West Coast, went to Carlton, and she was a... Rebecca, she presented the weather on, I think, Channel 7 or 9, one of those, over in Perth when they met.
She's a lovely girl. You may know her. She's always wins the awards on the red carpet.
Oh, the
most beautiful wagon. She's had four children. And she's come up with a new book called The Baby Bible. And she talks about how her boobs, she was like Dolly Parton on steroids. And there's photos of her once she started breastfeeding and she... Seriously, they're out of control. And she said it was so hard. They were rock hard. It was awful. They were boiling hot. They were burning hot. And the photos of them, seriously, the poor girl. And you know what I like about this? I like the fact that Rebecca Judd is being candid, because everything you see of her, she's beautifully polished and she's got this amazing body after having four kids. I like the fact I can see the veins in the boobs. I like that.
She's trying to sell a book. Why else would she put on there? Every person knows, just put frozen cabbages on there. They'll calm them down.
You know, I'll buy the book because you know what I want to see? A stretch mark. I want to see, some cellulite, Beck. Bring it on, next level. That's all I want to see, like the moonscape on your legs. Be a real human and I'll buy that book, Beck. Yes. Don't just give me a photo of your big boobies. But no, it is good because a lot of mums, they struggle. And I love those photos on Instagram of real women who are like, this is my stomach after childbirth. And that's, you know, of course children are going to stretch your stomach and you're not going to bounce back and there should be no pressure to do that. So, yeah, there you go. But you've got your opinion on that, obviously. Good to see you.
Well, she's selling a book.
All right. Now, as I was saying, sometimes you just wish that a mega superstar who says some ridiculous comments gets their head pulled in. And this guy, there's no better person to pull his head in, and I've never seen this in action before. Now, let me set this up. Kanye West, he just flaps his gums about absolute frog wallop, as you would say, all the time. Now, I think when you're at this level of superstardom, obviously no one is there apart from the yes men. No one's there to tell you.
Oh, yeah, they can do what they want.
You're boring or shut up or whatever. So he got on the show TMZ, or as we like to say here in Australia, TMZ, and he was crapping on about slavery, and it was really bad. Just have a listen to him. Just seriously, Kanye.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years, and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison, because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery, Holocaust Jews, slavery is blacks.
Oh, my God. So he was basically saying slavery was not a choice for 400 years. Honestly, it was just him being his typical loose-lipped, revolting verbatim, just vomit coming out of his mouth. And then everyone was really silent in the TMZ offices. And so he started saying, do you feel that I'm being free, that I'm thinking free? And after this deathly silence, God bless this guy. He's a TMZ staffer, Van Latham. He stood up from his desk and he just couldn't be quiet any longer.
The rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives.
We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Frankly, I'm disappointed, I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real.
If you get a chance to see this video, it will make the hairs on your arm stand up because Kanye just didn't know what to do. No one's obviously ever spoken to him like this. He was cross-eyed. He didn't know what to do and he just walked out. He had no response. So well done, someone, for sticking up for the majority. Good on you, mate.
Looking at, something that, one of the biggest sports in the world that you don't need any experience for at all. And it's massive at the moment. We're in...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Spider. Happy birthday to you. Look at his cheeks, folks. Look at this. He hates surprises.
Peter. When Maddie walked in, I thought he was going to start stripping, so I was a bit nervous. I was very, very nervous.
Look at your cheeks. Look, we pretended we forgot because you hate birthdays. You don't
want the fuss.
Don't be silly.
No, don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid, no. Peter. It's your birthday. How old are you today?
39.
And
the rest.
And
I'm not as old as Al, who's 55.
Oh!
Don't bring me into it. I've got a bit of audio to play.
Spider, Stephen Milne, Milne Dog, happy 44th birthday, my friend. What a great number that is. My best story about you, Spider, Thailand football trip 2001. Left a nightclub early, might have got in a little bit of trouble.
Oh.
Woke up the next morning to see where you are and... You're already on a flight back to Melbourne. Vintage Spider, didn't want to get in trouble. Have a great day, mate. Love you, buddy. Bye.
Yeah. G'day, big fella. How you doing? This is Ernie Dingo here. I'm just ringing you up because a little bird told me you're getting old today. 44, mate. I just want to wish you a happy birthday and I hope you have a great day. And do me a favour. Eat as much bloody cake as you want to. Cheers, big fella. Have a good one.
Good morning, young spider. This is your Uncle Turtle here. I would like to wish you a happy 44th birthday today and hope you have a fantastic day. See you next time when you're in Sydney for a beer or two. All the best, mate.
G'day, spider. It's your old mate Shannon Ponton, formerly the Biggest Loser, now gamefully unemployed. Mate, I just want to ring up and wish you the happiest of birthdays, bud. You're a big man with a big heart.
Yeah.
Always great to go away with, plenty of stories and always put a smile on my face. There is, however, one area that must be cleared up before you progress into your 44th year. This might jog your memory.
So, up, you were aiming for the $1 million fish. There's got to be a winner out of both of us. It's fish for fish. Whoever catches the most fish walks away the winner. The loser has to obviously have a penalty.
Well, there's the pride, there's bragging rights. But what I want you to do is stand and tell the viewers with your hand on your heart that rugby league is better than AFL.
Oh, they wouldn't believe me, but I'll do that if...
He said he'll do that. I'm still waiting for my payday, mate. Listen, bud, happy birthday. I look forward to catching up soon.
Hey, spider, it's the fly. Mate, happy birthday. Hope it all goes really well. Just recalling the first time we got together, I think it was early 91, when you came and stayed together with me at the footy trip. And we caught up with a few of your rugrat mates out in Southport. I think they were heavily into agriculture at the time. And that was lots of fun, and we went back and smashed the cans back on the up at the pub. Mate, great days, lots of fun. Great knowing you, mate. Have a really, really good one. See you, mate. Bye.
You can't wait for this to be over, can you?
Oh, no.
Hey? I've got more.
No, don't.
No, we've got more.
Yeah.
Hey, Spider, Russell Ingall here, mate. Oh. Happy birthday. 44. You've almost done as many laps as I have at Bathurst. I'll tell you what, you've got to be a bit careful because when I was in the shower with Cherie the other day, you know, she was saying she might trade you in for a younger version. Oh, mate, only joking. I wasn't really in the shower. I was actually outside the window looking in. But anyway, that's what I was expecting. Have a good birthday, mate. All the best. And hope you get looked after well, as you deserve. See you, dude.
G'day, team. It's Ricky Nixon here. Well, today is a very, very special day in the life of a very, very special person. I mean, as a footballer, he was Wayne Carey rolled into Gary Ablett with a touch of Buddy Franklin. Oh, my God, the girls love him. They queue up to China just to kiss him on the cheek. Okay, that's enough about me. He's the best bloke around there. Happy birthday, Spider. Toot-toot.
It's Paul Roos here, mate, your former coach at the Sydney Swans. Happy birthday, big fella. Oh, what an all-round great guy. Former Hawthorn and Sydney superstar, radio host, and travelling all around Australia. Beautiful wife, kids. What a wonderful life you have, mate. Happy birthday.
G'day, Spider. It's Bertie here from Channel 7, mate. I just want to wish you a massive happy birthday, champion. 44 years old. I'll tell you what, I remember when I was 44. Yeah, it just seemed like yesterday. But I'll tell you what, pal, lots of many years ahead of you. You're doing exceptionally well. Love listening to you on the radio. And, of course, with that goes this beautiful little song. This is your birthday song. It doesn't go for long. Everything in TV world lasts for 30 seconds, mate. And that ends, of course, right about now. Happy birthday.
All right, I got two tips for you on your birthday. Oh. Number one, forget the past. You can't change it. Number two, forget the present. I didn't get you one. Happy birthday, Spider Dog.
See, Spides, you really are loved. I don't know why.
Yay. Yeah. Happy birthday,
thank you,
brother.
Very much.
You are. You deserve
thank you.
It, mate. You deserve a special day. And well done to Cherie for really helping out there with getting everyone involved. But, you know, I do wish you a special birthday, mate. You're like the big brother I never had. And I love you for that. I really do.
Yeah, okay. We'll start our footy
trip. Look at Yates. Look at him. He is on edge. You are.
I'm loving this.
It is. Look at him.
I'm not going to turn the mic off.
I know.
Let's go to the news. It can't be late to the news. We get fined.
Anything you want to say, AJ? I love it.
Happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday, big boy.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.